It will be in the low 80s, but maybe a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, do you think this is true or false? If you're a woman, only you can answer it. Do you think it's true or false? I love Men's Fitness. I love to look at the pictures. I love Men's Fitness. I read all about it. I always learn different ways to work out, how to move my arms, how to tap dance. Researchers polled more than 5,000 women. This is from Men's Fitness. 5,000 women to find out who they would date based on their car. The car that they drive, which is what I told those dating doctors yesterday. I don't. People look at your car and then they go, oh, well, I like you or I don't like you. Or if you can't see the guy's car, it's your shoe. Just 1 second. Hey, Jill, you're a woman, right?
Yes, I am.
Jill Cataldo's a woman. And we're going to get your grocery deals in a minute here. And I'll give you a chance, ladies and gentlemen, to get your pens and papers out because this woman is unbelievable. She's going to make you save a lot of money. I don't know how you do it, but you do it. All right, so listen to this, Jill.
Yes.
68% of the women surveyed said they would date a guy if he drove a Mercedes S-Class, but less than 1 in 10 women would go out with a guy who drove a Toyota Camry, a Chevy Suburban, a Ford F-150, or a Corvette. Less than 1 in 10 women would go out with a guy who drove a Toyota Camry, a Chevy Suburban, a Ford F-150, or a Corvette.
I go out with the guy in the Suburban or the Vet, but I'm a Chevy girl, so I don't go for foreign car guys. I probably don't fit their statistic very well.
So maybe this plays counter to that. You're saying if you see a guy in a foreign car, you're saying, hey, forget that, he's un-American.
I won't
go with him.
Buy American.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Women, 68%, they want a guy in a Mercedes S-Class.
That does nothing for me.
That's what I thought. unless, of course, you like to hang out at that. What's that place called again?
I just want to say I grew up in Oakland and from Mount Greenwood. That's a place everybody goes to because it's a 4 a.m. bar. It's the only 4 a.m. bar around.
Which bar are you talking about now? BJ Fellows?
BJ Fellows, right. Right on 111th and Cicero. And the nickname for that place is the Menopause Mansion.
That's right.
Menopause Mansion.
Yeah, it's the Menopause Mansion. It's BG Fellows and also it's also called the Wrinkle Room.
Wow.
We heard that so many different ones. Okay, here we go. You're saying, wait a minute. Hey, Brad Meyer, who's that you're talking to, that Jill Cataldo? What's that?
Jill Cataldo wasn't always a bargain hunter. But when her third child was born a year ago, she thought it's time to be a little smarter with her shopping.
So she signed up for a coupon website called thegrocerygame.com. Thegrocerygame.com provides a weekly list of specials at local supermarkets and drugstores.
Jill says she doesn't make special trips to get the bargain. She has the list with her all the time in whatever store she is in, she grabs what is cheap. So happy savings.
Yeah. Let's eat. I'm starving. I ain't got no food. I got no money.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Yeah.
Broke, ain't got no dough. Broke, ain't got no dough.
You're cashing nothing but trash. That's why I need coupons. The bargain babe, the coupon queen, Jill Cataldo, the best grocery store deals of the week. This woman spends about $65 a week on food and supplies for her family, and she's teaching a super coupon class at the Gail Borden Public Library in Elgin, Thursday, October 2nd. That's next Thursday already, 7 o'clock. Go to JillCataldo.com for more info. Jill Cataldo, what you got, baby?
Wow, this week at Target, we have very cheap Cheerio cereal. It's a coupon deal, and Cheerios is on sale for 4 boxes for $11. This is very similar to some of the deals they've done in the past weeks where they're going to give you a $5 gift card when you buy this. With the coupons that you've got, and this is all outlined on my blog, as you said, at JillCataldo.com, you are going to be paying 25 cents, Johnny, for 4 boxes of Cheerios.
25 for 4 boxes of Cheerios.
Yes, hey, that's that's total.
You cannot beat that. And once again, you don't have to always cut coupons out. She's going to tell you how to get this stuff just by going there and buying it for 4 boxes of Cheerios for what?
For a quarter.
A quarter.
Yeah.
All right, 4 boxes of Cheerios at Target for 25 cents now. Do you ever do this? Because I've noticed I've done it now lately.
What's that?
You look at the expiration date.
On the coupon or on the cereal?
On the cereal or the things you're eating or the things you're putting in your mouth.
I definitely do. Absolutely. Because I'm buying so much at one time, I'm buying in bulk, you definitely have to keep track. Cereal, typically, though, outdates 9 to 11 months after purchase. So that's a nice, long shelf life.
I don't see how, that's what I'm saying. How important is that? Because, like, I'm looking at this microwave popcorn I found in my home. Microwave popcorn. It said, and I was just about to put it in, and it said, expiration date, swear to God, 2004. And I thought to myself, well, it's popcorn. It's in there. What is it doing wrong? What,
you know, I'm with you on that one. I think because I've popped popcorn, you know, like the bagged popcorn even. It still pops. What's wrong with it?
This is my question. Now, maybe this is you're not the right person to ask.
Maybe
I'm,
not. I'm just asking
it out loud. What I'm saying is that there are some things I'm certain that you're not going to eat after an expiration date. And there's some things I'm not so certain about. But they have the date on there anyway. Don't eat after this date.
I think it may, is it best before, or did it say do not eat after?
Well, no, nothing says do not eat after.
Well, then it's not going to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Nah, you're fine.
But it did kill my brother Joey, and his family's suing me. That's why I'm asking, but go ahead.
Well, still at Target when you're getting your very cheap Cheerios. Electrosol dishwasher detergent to wash the dishes. It's on sale for $2.79. There's a coupon out for $2.25 off. So you're going to only pay 54 cents for Electrosol. You can do a lot of loads of dishes for, you know, under a buck.
Sure you can.
That's a good thing. Over to Jewel, we have a Powerade Moneymaker. And you guys know by now the moneymakers are when they pay you to take stuff home. This is my favorite kind of deal.
All right.
Powerade is on sale for 79 cents a bottle. There's coupons out where if you, one's a dollar off, so that one's free, one's 75 cents. So right away you're going to be in what we call overage, where they're paying you for your two. Jewel's doing a deal. If you buy six, you are going to get $4 back on your next order. So basically, you're going to pay $2.75 out of pocket for your six bottles and get $4 back.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is Powerade again?
Powerade is like Gatorade. It's a, you know, sports energy drink.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. See?
That's good.
It is good.
Right on.
They're going to pay you to take home six bottles.
So I've got some Cheerios at 25 cents for Target. I got some Electrosol detergent at Target for 54 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And six bottles of Powerade at Jewel.
Yeah.
Where I make $1.25.
You're going to make $1.25. That's it. See, you're following really well.
Nice deal. Thank you.
Good. Oh, no problem. No problem. And then also,
she tell you how she talked? Jill talked to me like a child. You hear that?
I'm not trying to.
No, no. But the way you said it was sort of condescending. No, it was like, yeah, you went, oh, yeah, you're following really good today, Johnny.
Usually, you're, let me tell you why.
You're doing really well.
Some days you're like, yeah, what's on sale now?
You well, know? Wait a minute. You're like, you know, but you're like Mr. Movie Phone. I don't have to get excited about everything. I don't care about a bottle of Powerade or Cheerios. I don't give a rat's ass about this stuff. But apparently somebody likes it.
I know that you don't, but a lot of other people do.
I know. People like, they go like, wow, well, hey, Jill has got some deals for it, and they write it down. I don't know. I'm not going to get any detergent.
Well,
so
good.
If I don't sound like I'm enthused about it, it doesn't mean I'm not listening to you. I'm always listening. I can't help it. The only show I can get in my headphones is this one. So you go ahead and don't talk to me like I'm a child.
I'm sorry. I won't do that.
Johnny listened very good today, didn't he?
I didn't say you listened
the
good.
The way you said it was condescending to me.
I was complimenting your math skills. This is about the extent of the math that I do. So,
yeah.
You know.
Isn't Johnny doing well? It's almost like you're visiting me in the hospital.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
You know.
As you can tell, he's been treated this way before.
I'll try to.
Every day of my life. You don't listen. I listen. I heard you. You're not hearing me. I heard every word you said. And I always have to tell people, listen, I can do more than one thing. I can listen to you talk while I'm looking at my text and while I'm, you know, filling my gas tank up or whatever. I can do all of it at once.
I'm sorry.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
I'm so fragile these days.
Okay, I'll be nice. Still at Jewel, Kibbles and Bits dog food is really cheap this week. Kibbles and Bits is on sale for $5.99, buy one, get one free. There's $2 off printables, and the coupon trick is that you get to use two because you're still buying the free bag. You're paying tax on it. So if you use two coupons, you're going to save $4 off $5.99. That's $1.99 for two bags of dog food.
Ask Kent what you said.
Kent, what did I say?
Something about dog food.
There you go. That's right. Something about Kibbles and Bits, and he closes his eyes. He's got 40 dogs at his house. 40 dogs that drive him around in the yard in the wintertime.
With dog food, you kind of got to stay on the same food. If you keep switching around, then you got the trots all over the house.
Oh, believe me. If you just switch up, if I give Brandy, my dog, I give him one M&M, I'll get a pile of turd 16 feet high. Believe me. I'm telling you. He has the worst digestive tract in the world. The worst digestive tract. Back in the world, and I, you know, wants to sleep in a bedroom, and I'm going to just choke the life out of this dog. Here's how Brandy sleeps at night. It's like I go, settle down. You can hear him licking himself all night long. I guess I'm jealous. But what the hell? What is a dog licking all day for? All night long, he licks himself.
He's got all day to lick. He can stop at night.
No, that's
out of respect for you.
He knows I'm the master. I've got to get up and earn him his dog food money. If he would just put the two together, I guarantee whatever I said, he would listen to. Mm-hmm. If I don't have the money, he doesn't have dog food. They don't correlate that, do they, as dogs?
No.
They should think, hey, wait a minute. When that guy tells me to be quiet, he's trying to get some sleep. Quiet. Okay, I got it because he's going to feed me tomorrow. All he does is lick himself. He said, think he's licking himself. I better shed my own gonads. They're probably gone. All right, just save my own. I sell some money. All right, hey, Jill, because I don't have to buy anything to get me off now. I've got a little doggy.
Oh, my God.
You heard me. Hey, Hector, this better not be beeped.
It's not. Oh. This is priceless.
All right.
Oh, I don't even know what's wrong with me. I'm just so upset with Jill now. I
want to resolve this. I don't want to be upset. What kind of deal would excite you, Johnny? What's it going to take?
Jill, I'm kidding about this. I am in love with you. All right, Jill. Now you've said I've said it. Now you know I love you. So there you go.
I love you too, Johnny.
Oh, boy. Now we're taking this where?
I don't know. It's really far away from what's free.
Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where's a cheap place to get a motel room around here? I got a lot of pent-up hostilities I got to get out. I'm serious. And Kibbles and Bits isn't going to do it for me. Maybe a box of Cheerios I can throw in there somehow.
Work that in.
And the Powerade. You ever make love on a pile of Cheerios, Jill?
No, I have not.
I got to tell you, nothing beats it.
At this price, though, I could.
At this price, you can throw it around the room for this price. And by the way, for the record, Cheerios is good eating.
It is.
Always been good to me. Yep. I've always enjoyed Cheerios.
Kids love Cheerios, too.
Kids love Cheerios. I'm a kid. I love Cheerios. They started the Jack with Cheerios a while ago, though. You know, honey nut flavored Cheerios.
I like the honey nut, actually. That's my favorite.
Okay, then I guess I'll like it, too. I want to be just like you, then.
See, the deal is with honey, you don't have to add any sugar or anything. It's got just the right amount. You just dump on the milk and away you go.
Well, why don't you go get a dealership sponsored then? Nice plug.
You can get honey nut with the sale.
Hector, is Kent getting free Cheerios from somebody?
I wish.
I'll check.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we get free anything around here anymore?
It's all dried up.
Yeah, the well is dried up.
The economy.
Thank you, Hector. Once again, here's Money Talk with Hector. Hector, what's the problem with the world around us? Why are we all dried up here?
It's the economy.
Thank you very much. Now back to Jill Cataldo, JillCataldo.com with Grocery Deals of the Week.
Yes. Well, here's something that's free. Walgreens has a Reach toothbrush and Reach dental floss. They're on sale two for $5. When you buy them, you get $5 back. So you don't even need coupons. They're free. And you can get two toothbrushes, two flosses. You can mix and match, whatever you want to do, but they'll be free. Free is a good thing.
Yeah, I heard you.
Free is good.
Free is good. Toothbrush. By the way,
mm-hmm.
I swear to God, this is a fact. I have never gone into a grocery store without buying a toothbrush, but I'm going to give you... I've said that on the air before.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gone into any grocery store ever without buying a toothbrush, but I'm going to take it to one level further, and now I realize that I have a sickness. Last week, I ordered Peapod.
Okay.
You know what Peapod
is?
Yeah,
they shop at Jewel for you and bring it to your house.
They bring it right to your house. It's mm-hmm. a fantastic little deal. I mean, it's great. But so I got booze and stuff and right and this and that and one toothbrush. And the guy's unpacking. He goes, oh, this must have been in here. No, I said I ordered it. In other words, it didn't match what I'd ordered. You know, there was booze and lemons and limes and different things. Then there was one toothbrush.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God.
So do you have, like, a walk-in closet that's all filled with toothbrushes?
I have a toothbrush museum. I don't know what it is. I just always think to myself, well, you always want to switch your toothbrushes around, don't you?
That's true. I'm sure you probably have excellent dental hygiene with
very
all
very good clean teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you can, you know, get another free one instead of having to buy it.
Okay, so I get a Reach toothbrush and floss at Walgreens for free.
That's correct.
I don't really floss. You know what I do? I use that one thing. That
the pick thing?
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know the handheld one? I think Reach makes it. It's handheld, but it's got a floss across
it. They do make it. You're right. And it is a nice thing.
You know what I mean, right?
I do. I've seen it.
Yeah, you just kind of put that up in your teeth.
I'm trying to remember what it's called. I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
And you know, if you want to buy a toothbrush, I will sell them to you. Because that's a lot.
That would be a crazy garage sale. Someone shows up and there's nothing but toothbrushes.
It's Johnny V's garage sale this weekend. It's toothbrush galore. Hey, and by the way, you know what's weird? It's weird when the guy said, okay, I looked at it and I thought to myself, yeah, I guess that is kind of weird. He hands me the toothbrush in the bag. Like, he puts it, you know, it's like, well, done. Wait a minute. And then I just put it back in the bottom of the bag. And, you know, he it's weird, though, because he had this big container and he moved stuff from one bag to the next. And then he finds that toothbrush at the bottom of it. And he thinks it's in there by accident. I should have just said it was an accident. So I wouldn't be so stupid. All right, what else is going on? We got toothbrushes, Cheerios, and detergent.
Yes, and many other things. Over at CVS, there's free deodorant. And I know how you guys have the big deodorant discussions. This week, it is Adidas that is free.
Adidas deodorant?
I can't make any, you know, claims on this because it's a guy's deodorant and I don't use guys. However, Adidas is on sale for $4.99. When you buy it, you're going to get $4 back. And you can use a dollar off coupon. So that will make it free.
All right.
Hey, there's a new deodorant out called Bartman. It's supposed to help with foul balls.
All right. I'll bring the Cubs into every little thing we do. It's unbelievable.
Every time I go to grab my Old Spice, I notice there's something missing. One time I caught my girlfriend using my splash on Old Spice. It's like, man, that smells nice. Well, I guess women really love that Old Spice.
Women love Old Spice, no question about it, but you need to smell like a man.
Sometimes when I work up a sweat, the stench is so bad it can kill an elephant 20 feet away. And you know why? Because I'm a man.
That's right.
And only a real man can smell like a couple of unwashed goats and still be considered sexy.
I love deodorant. Adidas deodorant is free. I've never used it before. What do you smell like, an old tennis shoe?
Honestly, because I have not used it myself, it's just free. I'm reporting on what's free.
So that when you go into the CVS store, they'll just give it to you?
No, you are going to buy it. It's $4.99. There's a dollar off coupon in the paper. But when you buy it, they'll give you $4 off your next order. So essentially, you're going to pay $4 and get $4 back.
And no one has ever tried Adidas deodorant. Hector?
Never.
Guy ever used Adidas deodorant?
Nope.
I mean, Guy, did you ever use deodorant, period?
Nope.
All right. Jill Cataldo, what else is out there?
The last thing I have is a bag of Purina One dog or cat food. This is a web freebie. You just go there to their website, request it. They send you a coupon. Go get a bag of dog or cat food.
Do you have any non-licking dog food? Something that would make a dog stop licking himself at night?
You know, my dog has that same problem. So.
You know what I mean, right? Anyone who has a dog in the middle of the night, they just...
And you can hear him down the hall like...
Yeah,
and
they're just...
What is that?
Why are they always licking themselves? I know, because they can. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got the answer. All right, so that's it right there. There's a lot of stuff out there you've got.
It's a great week, yes.
It is a very, very good week. You've got yourself a Cheerios at Target for 25 cents. You got detergent at Target for 54 cents. You got Powerade. You got Kibbles and Bits. You got toothbrushes. You got Adidas deodorant.
That's it.
Wait 1 second. Nancy, hello.
Hello, Johnny B.
Hello, honey.
I have tried Adidas, and now I don't know if it's for men or for women, but I'm not thrilled with it, I'll be honest, and the smell is very strong.
Okay, now you did use it. Jill said you can't use it because it's for women. It's for men.
I think it's men's this week.
No.
Is there a woman's version, though? Or am I using a man's version?
I believe it is for men only.
Uh-oh. Well, there you go.
But Nancy, you used it and you do not like it.
I don't like the smell. They didn't have an unscented that I know of.
Nancy, guess what? It's free, though.
I know.
So you give it to some other guy.
Free doesn't always make it worth it if they don't like it, you know.
Well, why not smell like crap for free? Well, that's what I say. Hello, what is it, Vinny?
Hey, Johnny B.
What up?
Hey, I use that Adidas deodorant. It stinks. It does not work at all.
Wait. In other words, your BO comes through no matter what you spray on it.
Yeah, because I work outside, and about 20 minutes later, it starts stinking. It does not work.
Vinny says no Adidas for you. And Bob?
Hey, what's going on? There's a spray called Sour Apple that you spray on your dogs, and they won't lick themselves.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to ruin his night. You know what I mean? Jill Cataldo, JillCataldo.com, brought to you by this deodorant.
I'm a homosexual, and that means I don't just perspire, I sweat. Finally, someone's made an antiperspirant that's specially designed to work with my specific body chemistry. It's not quite strong enough for a man, almost gentle enough for a woman, but it's perfect for me and my hectic gay lifestyle. Let's face it, if I want to be close to other men, I can't smell like one.
New Advantage Antiperspirant. If you're gay, shouldn't you smell like it?
97.9 The Loop rocks the workday with